Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball's Gerry Gilroy here. Now, before you dive into this podcast, let me tell you that William Hill have decided racing needed a bit of a shake-up. So they brought in the new Racing Bet Builder. It lets you combine multiple picks from the same race into one personalised bet. Basically, more options, more control, and fewer excuses if your mate's bet beats yours. Pick top three finishes, go head-to-head, or call exact positions all in a single bet. It's racing from a new angle, and it's live now with William Hill. Get the app, start building your bet today. It's over 18s only, gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Off The Ball Breakfast.
Was I gone there completely?
No,
all right,
here.
They heard
Colin forgot his school books and needs to sit with the teacher.
Oh man, that's a great show.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
You're listening to Off The Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So it's nearly the new year. Colm, how are you?
Very well, yourself?
Matthew, what's going on?
Not bad, yeah.
Arthur, the new year is nearly upon us.
Yeah.
You're feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to...
Delight it.
Big year for you. Is this something that we've ever spoken about?
Oh yeah.
Which part?
That's 2026.
Yeah.
Important personal milestone.
Oh, yeah.
You got a new book coming out?
Yeah. That too. It'll after. It'll be after. I suppose it is a big year, yeah. What should we talk about? Like, yeah. Well, it's like a big year for Colm. Like, it's not.
Big year for Colm. Have we talked about that?
Oh, we've talked about our laws, but
oh, yeah.
People want to hear from you.
Ah, they don't.
They do. Lots to get stuck into.
You don't intend to fade, like.
Well, okay.
Including our sporting predictions.
Crystal ball. I predict Arthur's getting married this year.
Oh, that could be.
Fingers crossed.
Be a good prediction.
Imagine how.
We'll get one thing right.
Yeah.
Imagine how crazy that would be if you weren't engaged and you just said that.
Yeah. Oh.
That's like pressure.
Pick Matthew.
If some disaster struck.
A lot would have to change.
And then you're coming back to the next year.
Well.
Me here crestfallen.
Imagine we were doing like a live reaction.
Well, we got to play the clip there and then play what happened, Arthur. What went wrong out there?
Break this down.
Good reverse jinx all round, everybody. Well done. Now, Arthur, can you replicate the gif from earlier on?
Oh, this one's harder. We're just predicting stuff.
Predicting stuff.
And it'll go kind of, it'll probably be loose enough. I mean, it's not conclusive.
Loose.
It's not going to be everything.
Is everybody a little bit tipsy from the whiskey at breakfast?
Absolutely.
I have a pal who has over Christmas adds a Baileys to his porridge.
Really?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
To start the day off in the right way, to make you a little warm and toasty inside.
Mm. What's the rest of the day look like?
I'd say it's a lot of sitting on the couch and drinking whiskey. Working like, your way through the whiskey.
What are you gearing yourself election up for?
It's like according to Mad Men, they used to do this all the time. Like they drink
yeah,
and work.
It's all fine, yeah.
I think there's a lot to be said for drinking and working at the same time.
Never any HR issues there.
I wonder where productivity would go. Could be increased.
You'd sink in that afternoon.
Yeah, but you get so much done before that.
There'd be some slump.
There might be like an initial boost and then...
That initial boost might be stronger than the gradual sober one.
Scheduled post-lunch fist fight every day.
Yeah.
Everybody can just walk up and pick who they're going to fight.
Venture anger.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'd be more of a lover.
That'll get things going.
In terms of the drinking, you know.
Over and hugging everyone.
Well, you say that until you start drinking the brown liquor.
Brown is dangerous. You keep it clear, you know.
Mm.
It's G&T.
There was no clear liquor in they were all on the whiskey. All bourbon.
In Mad Men.
Yeah.
But they're so antsy, all of them.
That's why.
They're ready to go at any point. Like
they got a lot done.
They did, yeah.
And what cast? Sport. Human predictions here. Yeah. What are we going for?
So what's the format?
You have your Premier League, your Champions League, your World Cup, your League of Ireland, your Six Nations, your Champions Cup.
Mm.
Abroad Irish golfers at majors.
Okay.
Because it's like, what are you going to say? Are we throwing in All-Ireland football final, men's women's All-Ireland hurling camogie finals?
That's a lot of stuff to get through.
It's a lot. Like,
we
a
don't
lot
have
of it's probably
to justify
be,
it. Do we just
no,
name it, do we?
Just a lot of
there's no accountability here either. Like, so you can say what you want.
Well, that's not true. We just forgot to do this.
They are fool's game predictions.
We just forgot to do this last year. Otherwise, you would be being held to account now.
I don't think we would.
We would. We would. We've done this before.
We should let the people hold us to account because that was great.
We did it for the Olympics. I know myself and Nathan and Adrian did the Olympics and I was very like, no. And Nathan, I think, fairly accurately. Somebody was dining out for
the
years.
The medal count.
You did get close enough.
Yeah, on the number of golds.
Okay, right.
Well, he'd worked out that Harrington was going to win, the Rovers were going to win, and then I think threw some Reese threw some randomers in.
Yeah.
And away you go.
No, it's not.
Two extra rowing medals.
You also wanted to do next manager of indeterminate number of clubs.
Well, you picked the clubs. Will we start with that? Next manager of?
Well, you can.
People will be watching football right now.
We'll be, I suppose it's like if you're going for, so this will be like December next year. So it'll be like United, City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, who cares? Villa.
Spurs. We should do Spurs.
Spurs.
At Christmas.
At Christmas next year.
This time next year.
Yeah.
Between Christmas and New Year.
But like, you'll have to fly through now. We won't be able to give the rights and wrongs of each.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be able to shout you down and tell you wrong, man. That's what Colin wants from us. So that we can live up to his stereotype.
We should all be very agreeable with each other.
No, it don't need to be agreeable.
I'm joking.
Spurs.
It's fascinating, Colin. Spurs. Could you expand a bit more on that so I can, engage with it?
This time next year, Spurs. Mauricio Pochettino.
Will be available after the World Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
They say never go back, but did the Lewis kids like him? It's hard to know, isn't it? Because maybe they were coming to reason and maturity at a time when Spurs were good. Maurizio was there and they'd blame Levy for not backing him and they're like, oh, that's the golden period. Yeah, it makes sense.
I thought earlier this month about chemistry.
Yeah.
It's all about chemistry. You can have the greatest idea in the world, but if there's no rapport, it's useless, right? They had great chemistry.
Yeah.
Poch and Spurs in the mid-2010s, mid to late 2010s.
Yeah, I don't think...
that long ago, yeah?
Yeah. Well, when they were really good, 2015, 16, 16, 17, those couple. But Dele Alli was great.
The Champions League run was...
That was actually past their peak.
It was 19, 2019. Yeah. And then he was gone a couple of months later, wasn't it?
All right. Yeah. Name names.
I don't think Frank has a hope. I think he's going to be gone soon.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll see this Christmas.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And I would say... I'll credit...
Christmas is already over.
I'll credit...
I think he'll see this Christmas. Yeah. I don't think he'll see this Christmas. There you go. Go to the Gordon Lee.
I'll credit Eve outside. I'm jumping on your Pochettino thing. I hadn't really thought of that. And Eve mentioned it in the office. So is he a Spurs fan?
Oh, hang on. Are you all just stealing his work?
No. I'm not
stealing her.
I'm stealing her work here, but I might be more staunch on Frank not being there. I think they'll probably go interim or something for a couple of months, and then after the World Cup, I think they'll probably go back after Poch. Yeah,
I like that theory. I hadn't thought about it.
That's what I'm saying. I hadn't thought about it until a few minutes ago.
I like that theory. He's definitely coming back at some stage.
I was just going to answer Brian Barry Murphy to all the answers here.
I love it.
But I'd love to see him in the Premier League sooner rather than later. But if he has to bide his time to get there with Cardiff, I'm all on board with that.
I want to keep on the green scene for as long as possible, so I hope he stays in the AFL for a while, you know.
Is it going to be Ryan Mason or somebody that'll be an interim?
That's actually what Eve said outside.
Was it?
She said I didn't hear that. Because Mason's not doing he's not doing particularly well with West Brom. So he could be out there and then it's an easy kind of fix for a while.
Back in.
Jeez, they'll lose their mind.
Probably. He's done it before, isn't he? He did a good final.
Just as an interim, not for...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, not a...
Sorry. All joking aside, I suspect it wouldn't be allowed to happen by the fans, but Frank Lampard.
Oh. Shout.
He is on camera referring to it as a three-point lane. I'm not sure.
Isn't that what you want, though?
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, Jesus Christ.
A bastard.
Didn't when Spurs unveiled Matt Doherty, the video was him trying to delete his
Arsenal tweet
about Arsenal.
You can play into it, but there's a little bit of a difference about being your kind of rotationary right wing back.
Yeah, but it's the same sentiment.
The sentiment is the same.
I think he's certainly, I don't know if he's any good or not, right? But the English media and the power brokers of English football will be seduced by his celebrity and the grand poobahs of the English media. They're like, oh, Frank Lampard says, oh, you guys need to get Frank Lampard. Oh, Frank Lampard. Oh, Lampard. Give him the job.
I think he gets Coventry up, starts as Premier League manager of Coventry, and then goes back to Chelsea again.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. He's got a Maresca, though. Like, get out before they start.
Maresca played that to it, played a blinder on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think Brian Murphy could be the next Chelsea manager, by the way. But anyway.
It's a good take.
Go on, okay.
No, all right, Pochettino. I think that's a great theory. I love
it. So we're going Poch, Frank?
Yeah, lash through it.
Villa.
We're 20 minutes into this. Sir Unai Emery.
I think Emery's still there. I think the only thing
is if
someone came and took him.
Do they knight lads in Spain? Carlos?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the equivalent is.
We had Guillaume Balogun before Christmas. Did you see he tried to trademark Good Evening?
Did he?
Emery yeah. himself?
Yeah.
Well, he's, so he's like, aware.
More than aware.
Yeah.
He's playing 4D checkers.
It's brilliant.
You own a club, don't they? Or the own a club?
Yeah, him and his brother. Yeah. His brother runs it, I think, and he's like funds it or something like that. Yeah. Second tier Spain, third tier Spain.
Third tier Spain, Arthur. Stop never, being suspicious.
Never looks good, that.
You go manage them.
Well, like Pep's brother owning Girona.
Yeah.
It's totally different. Girona are actually in La Liga. Mm. These lads are just fluting around.
Flute around. I'm sure that's
so. Emery stays. Any change in Villa? That's it.
I don't know. I don't know if Emery will keep going. I don't know if he's going to eventually get fatigued.
So odds are they're in the Champions League this time next year.
He's done that. That's the only thing he's done it already with them.
Not defending champions.
Oh, cup run.
Yeah.
Title
I could see.
That. Title defense. Yeah.
Maybe just about this time next year he'll still be there, but I think it'll be his last season.
Okay.
Then I think. They'll appoint Kieran McKenna.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you'll be excited.
Yeah, I mean, look, good CV.
Yeah.
I don't remember you seeing him.
No, I think, their owners are very rich and they're paying him more than almost anybody else in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And they've, obviously, he's won all the power battles the whole way along. Transfer record, not great, you'd have to say. They've dodged multiple bullets.
Is it the greatest reputational recovery in the Premier League, Unai Emery, after Arsenal?
It's definitely in that conversation.
He was mocked at Arsenal.
Yeah, well, the good evening thing was that.
Yeah, and now it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Great question, that.
I don't know if you can do
that. Is that one of them that you...
Beckham.
Yeah.
You know.
What?
David Beckham's reputation, the burning of effigies...
No, it's more that
national hero.
Emery did not succeed at Arsenal. Beckham was succeeding at United, and when he left the Premier League, people weren't trying to get him back.
I'm sure it was pretty bad at the time, but I wonder is it one of them retrospectively you look back at and go, you know what, Arsenal were terrible regardless who was over, because Arteta came in and they won the cup, but they weren't great immediately.
No, it took ages for them to get good. They signed that 75 million midfield
Pepe
Nicola Pepe striker
72, I remember that. Yeah, he could chew on a 1-1 at Anfield early on in his career if you'd scored that.
Yeah, leading doors, free kicks in the Europa League, that's about the height of it.
Alright, let's fly on. Anybody
Well, yeah, I think Emery,
I think Emery's still there.
I think Emery will still be there.
Yeah, I agree.
Liverpool.
I
don't think Slot's going to be there this time next year.
Who is going to be there?
I think it's going to be another one of these World Cup post World Cup.
Anyone specific?
And I think I could see Julian Nagelsmann there after.
Oh yeah.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah. There's no point in just kind of floating.
No, I like it.
I think I could see Nagelsmann there. I think that would be. I think he would fit Liverpool. I don't think Slot will leave. Kind of like
without a fight.
But I still think Liverpool will keep up that kind of thing that they're.
Nagelsmann's 38. He won't be 39 until February or till July.
Yeah, I think Liverpool will keep up that type of. We don't sack managers, but I don't think he'll be there.
You know, Nagelsmann didn't back himself when he used to dress all fashionably in a suit.
So he's given up.
He got mocked for it, and then he went, all right.
One of them was pinstripe in Europe.
Yeah,
he rocked up at Old Trafford with a pinstripe and they got hammered.
Yeah.
And United were brutal at the time, particularly.
Mecano was atrocious that game, I remember. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for Slot staying, actually. I
am too.
I think he'll stay.
Mm. I think that they're going to give him another go.
Mm.
And it'll be this time next year when...
Yeah, that'll be a good question, I think.
If they're not in the title race this time next year, they'll be saying, okay, we took the grief thing.
Yeah.
We took that on board. The Salah thing you handled okay, depending on the outcome. Mm. I don't think Mo Salah's there, by the way. I think Mo Salah's gone.
No, that would be... I'd be really surprised if he was there. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. What else
Arsenal?
We got? Arsenal.
No change.
Yeah, even if they don't win the league.
No, there's nothing... Almost nothing can happen in the world. Yeah. Unless they absolutely capitulate
flame out
the second half of the season.
The injury profile continues to get worse. Now, players come back, Gabriel Jesus a couple of weeks ago comes back and first touches a goal. But that won't keep happening.
I have no idea who will be the next Arsenal manager. He's been there so long.
Yeah.
City.
I've thought Pep's going to leave for like the last 5 years. I keep on thinking he's fed up with it. And I won't change it. So I'll go... Pep will leave.
Oh.
And I'll go Hansi Flick.
Ooh. Do you reckon he'd leave Barcelona for City?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Just to try the Premier League.
Like, unless it's possible he'll pick to leave, will it? Or is it possible that we just get rid of him at the end of the season anyway?
Cause that is possible, yeah.
To Pep?
No, Hansi Flick. Now, as things stand, they're more likely to win La Liga than not. And they will eventually get back into the full...
Yeah, they play some mad football as well, so...
They were so close to that Champions League final.
That could have been a moment.
No, they ruined
semi-final.
That semi-final was a great ages. Match, actually, that second leg.
Yeah, it was.
Against Inter.
I think Pep will still be there. I think Pep will still be there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just talking with yourselves there while I try and get the next City manager out.
I wonder, is there a world where, like, Vincent Kompany leaves Bayern?
Yeah, that's a very... That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's one for you in relation to City. This time next year when we're doing this same slot, will we know the outcome of the 1-1-5?
No.
Ah, that's excellent.
No.
Definitely
no.
Not.
We will never know the outcome. No. It turns out if you've got endless money and endless lawyers, the law doesn't apply to you.
Yeah.
It'll be locked up in appeals.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
Last one then, Man United.
You've missed one.
Who have you missed?
Chelsea.
Oh, look, if you want.
I thought we... Lampard will come in for Maresca, I think.
I think Maresca's going to be gone as well. I think they'll go.
United.
I'll throw a rogue Cesc Fabregas out there.
Oh, yeah. He's flying in. Yeah. Very good manager.
Like your vision of football in 2026 is going to be great.
Mm. That looks right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I can see that. Yeah. Definitely seem taking
definitely
that on.
Definitely getting that job.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when. When... If you're wrong, you're only going to be too early.
Do you reckon he's more likely to manage Chelsea or Arsenal?
Chelsea. I'd say Arsenal fans are never really going to forgive him for that, are they? Want the Chelsea.
Two more for you, sorry. Roberto De Zerbi at Spurs. Xavi for any one of these gigs.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder, is Xavi a chancer in a nice way?
I think absolutely.
Like, yeah.
But he only knows one way, doesn't he? Even though he's managed away from them.
Xavi could be the Chelsea manager as well.
I feel bad saying chancer. That's not quite right.
But I know what you
mean.
I
don't know if he's...
Within reason. Like, not a chancer in the kind of...
I can't see Amorim leaving right now. This is probably the best it's ever been for him. So it's hard to envision him going now. But he doesn't have a long contract at the United. So if he doesn't renew, or they decide not to... Then we are talking about a new manager.
Say he does okay, qualifies for the Champions League, and they decide they want to keep him, and he doesn't have a long contract. He's got them over a barrel when it comes to negotiating, right?
Yeah, but I'd say he's always threatened to leave if it goes bad, like, you know.
Yeah, in fairness, he hasn't.
I don't think he's going to take the money. End his life if he goes. Like, if they want to get rid of him, he'll be like, grand, so I'll manage someone else.
Apparently, Michel manages Girona, and he's the short price. Favourite to replace Pep, that they'll do it from within. That'll be very like, all right, okay.
I always find
juice.
In all of the United managers the last 12 years, I've always found all of them hard to predict. But who wants to take that job? It turns out everyone, and then kind of no one in particular, is that strong a candidate for it.
Iraola, Glasner.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, you know, it's a bit like, not, you know, Thomas Frank went the step up from Brentford to Spurs. That seems pronounced. I don't know how much it would be for Iraola and for Glasner either, going to United, because of the pressure you put under.
Glasner's, I think, would be slightly different in that he has slightly more pedigree than the other two did outside of the Premier League, as well as in the Premier League.
Yeah, it just appears that managing that club is the biggest
magnifying
glass in sport.
I don't think Amorim will be going anywhere. I think he'll be there this time next year. I think the club are so in on that, like, you know, he's our guy.
Would Unai Emery... swap out?
I think that'd be.
I think he would. Yeah.
Oh Jesus! Yeah.
No, like his goalkeeper there.
It'd be interesting. Yeah, it'd be interesting. You can imagine he's only learned from the previous thing, but I think he'd be a big hit.
I think he'll be able to deal with the kind of whatever this thing about United is. If anyone could, there's anyone in the Premier League at the minute that could walk in there and be like. Could deal with all the kind of everything that comes with.
De Zerbi could. He'd bring back Mason Greenwood and just stick his fingers up to everybody and go.
You can keep De Zerbi.
Yeah, I don't know about
it. I don't. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing because I don't feel. You know the way they had it with England for years, where it was like Keegan was the manager, you have the homegrown guy, and then it's like Van Eriksson, so they pivot out, and then it's like
Capello,
McLaren, so they pivot Capello. Back in, then it's Capello,
Roy,
and then it's, you know, they keep pivoting in and out of
Big Sam for one kind game,
of constantly in reaction.
Big Sam, pint of wine,
1-0 win against Slovenia.
I do wonder with Amorim, since he's the kind of
young,
the ideological up and comer, everything else. If it does go to pot for him, do they go the other way?
Conte
get experienced.
Do you think that Amorim will manage another Premier League club?
It's Good question. I could see him anyone who isn't in the top, say, of those bigger clubs.
Newcastle, Spurs. Villa.
Like, Spurs. All end up Spurs. Could you see him managing City? Like,
yeah, that, I could see him at Spurs.
I think it's very difficult to cross the. I just think they won't do it.
You know.
Like, it's not outrageous that he would.
Vienna is there, isn't he? Something.
Hugo, close, yeah.
Yeah.
Might make sense, you know, but.
Imagine he left Man United for Man City.
Oh, I don't know if it'd be a direct move. He'd have a club in between.
I cannot envisage a world. I actually could not even tell you slightly what would have to happen for Man City to headhunt Ruben Amorim for Manchester United. What would have to happen?
Takes over from Simeone, Atletico, and they win the Champions League.
No, I mean directly. Like, directly has never happened.
Directly, I can't see directly. Directly is a security protocol breach. Yeah. Indirectly is like, wow, you've some cheek in you.
Carlos Tevez. Yeah.
What else?
That's our managers. That's interesting.
Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball's Ger Gilroy here. Now before you dive into this podcast, let me tell you that William Hill have decided racing needed a bit of a shake-up. So they brought in the new Racing Bet Builder. It lets you combine multiple picks from the same race into one personalised bet. Basically more options, more control and fewer excuses if your mate's bet beats yours. Pick top three finishes, go head-to-head or call exact positions all in a single bet. It's racing from a new angle and it's live now with William Hill. Get the app, start building your bet today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast. Who's going to win the World Cup?
World Cup, I can never really do World Cup predictions.
You're always a bit blindsided.
I'll go France. Is Deschamps the manager?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's his last one, isn't it? His last dance.
I'll go Deschamps' last dance to win the World Cup again. Regain it.
I always like to go a little bit outside the box. Not totally, like, nothing crazy, but I think Portugal might get it right.
Oh, yeah.
I think Portugal might get it right.
Martinez, World Cup winner.
Roberto Martinez.
I would love nothing more than to see Roberto Martinez left the World Cup.
What's your England prediction? Quarterfinal?
I think Morgan Rogers is unbelievable. And if he's playing well,
yeah,
I think that team of Foden, Rodgers, Bellingham, if Unai Emery was in charge, those three would play behind Harry Kane and he'd play Rice and somebody else.
Probably Anderson.
Elliot Anderson, yeah.
Or maybe Wharton. Or maybe Reece James, who plays there for Chelsea a good bit.
Yeah, in the centre mid.
Ridiculous football.
And that would be the team. And they're, like, so long as Bellingham works and Foden works and... I know Rogers will. That would be unbelievable.
Okay.
That's a funny kind of caveat you put on that there. We're two far more successful players. They're the worries. They're the liabilities. But, well, Morgan Rogers, well, he's a sure thing.
As a worker.
He's never been exposed to that kind of
As a hard worker, defensive.
Yeah, but it's like, it's all specific. I'd still say that they've...
Will they do what they're told?
They've been very successful players.
Yeah, but not with the type of... Hard running. It's a very prescriptive.
But that won't be the style of this World Cup.
Well, you're saying that.
But it's going to be 30 odd degrees. It's going to be a corner free kick bonanza. Yep. Warm up. Get your set pieces ready now because they're going to be critical.
Morgan Rogers shooting from outside the box. You're good at that.
I think, I think England probably. I'd be surprised if they didn't get to a semi final, maybe depending on the draw, but I
probably should.
I don't think they'll win it.
Spain are 4-1, England 6-1, France 7-1, Brazil 15-2, Argentina 8-1, Portugal, your boys 11-1. Yeah. Norway down to 28. They were 66 or 64 a while.
That would be amazing if they won a World Cup. I know, like, there's very slim chance. Could you imagine Norway?
There's not a very slim chance. There's a reasonable chance of any of these teams.
Yeah.
If you need a good goalkeeper, and we had Lars Sibritsen.
Yeah, same goalkeeper as well.
They have some issues.
What about Ireland? Are we going?
Republic of Ireland 300-1.
Are we going in the first
place? Yeah. It's Christmas time. We are. Let's go, baby.
I think we'll get there, yeah. I think
so. We beat Czechia, and who do we beat? Denmark.
North Macedonia.
Do you reckon that
we beat North Macedonia on penalties because we are, like, totally complacent against them? The whole country is already booking tickets. We've booked out Guadalajara. We've set up an Irish pub in Guadalajara. It's like, oh yeah. And North Macedonia are pinning that at the dressing wall.
Yeah.
They're 2-0 up after 15 minutes and the whole country is like, oh, Jesus.
Do you reckon if we do get through that first playoff and the game in Dublin on the Tuesday, do you reckon that occasion is bigger and better than the first opening game of the World Cup?
For Ireland?
Yeah.
Well, because there'll be a lot of Irish people at it, whereas there won't be at the opening game of the World Cup.
Dublin,
2,700 quid for tickets.
Yeah.
Don't know.
You see, FIFA have released their 45 euro tickets now, £45, $45 tickets. That
1.2% of the population.
Incredibly easy to get hold of, you know. That we'll all see.
And how will we do at the World Cup?
Quarter final, 1990. Crawl back the good times.
I think we'd have a run of getting out of the group.
What club is Evan Ferguson in?
He is.
Oh, this time next year.
West.
Oh, that's a smashing question.
I have a part B of this. You can guess it, book one.
I don't think he's at Roma.
No, I don't think he's at Roma.
I'd say
Brighton.
I don't think he's playing for Brighton. I don't know whether they hold on to him or sign him or whatever.
I don't think he's their star man, yeah. But I think he'll be there.
I don't think he'll be at the club.
Do you not think, no?
I just think it's like, I don't think they have that plan for him. You know, that kind of way. It's like, I don't think.
Well, the new manager doesn't seem to like him.
No, and they're just kind of, no, maybe he's not there.
That is also a possibility because he's doing okay.
They're grand. Like,
I just think they can. They're probably in a position where they can, all due respect to him, buy better. They can probably buy a better player than him at the minute. Almost certainly, you know, like with the money they have, the scouting system they have, they could get someone who will be better than him or is more ready for the Premier League.
So you think he won't be at Brighton then? Because they
I don't think so.
They're not. They do sell their players. That's their whole point. Yeah. The model is to get rid of those.
Do they regret that now?
I don't know. I mean, your man is rich enough to not to have sold them all, and they make so much profit.
Yeah. No,
but I guess if you're a gambler, sometimes you lose.
I could see a Dutch or a Belgian side signing him.
Belgium?
Something like that, right? Yeah, I could see a Club Brugge or Standard Liège.
Anderlecht.
Or I could see Everton signing him as part of a couple of strikers that they bring in, that he's not the man.
You don't need to score at Everton. It turns out you don't need to score.
I think
they're happy with their non-scoring strikers. I think he's going to be at Roma. I actually think they're going to
sign him
permanently. I think that there's been a change. There's just been the mood recently has changed.
It's like the money they have to pay for him is outrageous.
It's a lot for them. Yeah. Daniele Fisichella explained that to us earlier this month. He said it's like it is significant money for Roma.
It would be a massive, and it also, I think that price only kicks in if there's
he has
to hit like 20 certain things that he's not going to hit,
certain number of goals.
Yeah.
So they can negotiate a cheaper price.
But your shout here is that he kicks on second half of the season,
and that they negotiate a price. Like none of these things that come out.
Yeah, it's
that Harvey Elliott thing.
Oh yeah, you know, Harvey Elliott
stuff happens. Changes, new information came to light.
Yeah, I feel like another central European side would take a shot.
Okay, quickly, Troy Parrott. I mean, this wasn't supposed to be part of this at all. Who's he playing for?
We're not panicked here for time.
Troy Parrott.
We've got like every other sport in the country.
I know, yeah, we're fine.
Staying.
He's still.
Is that Alkmaar next year?
He'll stay. I'll do it another year.
Now, that depends on if he has any sort of a decent World Cup.
Forget about it.
He's not hanging around.
I'm just saying, I think that'll be his moment. So I'm going to predict that as Hungary is the moment that still remains in people's minds. And I think he stays at AZ. And I think the following season he moves.
I think he'd be in
summer
Germany.
Summer of 2027.
Yeah.
I was going to say Leverkusen, but now I have to change.
No, I think Germany. I think Leverkusen and Frankfurt or Wolfsburg, yeah. One of them. I can see that.
I'd say he'll want to strike while iron's hot this summer.
Champions League club in Germany. Yeah. That's what you're saying?
Or just European, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. With Champions League ambitions. Yeah.
Hopefully it's Milan and we get to go to Milan on junkets.
Oh, geez, you don't want to throw someone else into that pit. Like it's just, it's such a dogfight.
Yeah, the Serie A is rough.
Like Serie A.
He'd thrive in the Bundesliga.
There's no rhyme or reason to what'll happen in there. Like
In Serie A generally.
It's just like, who knows?
Yeah.
It's like you've guys like nobody's, like nobody in Premier League decided that Scott McTominay was worth 25 million. Nobody said, you know what, we'll do that. He goes there and he's top fucking 20 Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. I could see him staying in the Netherlands and either Ajax, Feyenoord or PSV.
It wouldn't be a disaster, you know. No. Doesn't even have to move house for Ajax.
He, by all accounts, loves life over there.
Yeah.
The lifestyle itself, which is very important to him.
But do you think, now here's one for you.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
The next move, do you think will last only a year or two?
Yeah.
Is he destined for a bigger move? Is this a middle move?
Well, that was David Snaith's piece. There's a plan laid out, but the best laid plans going after Aye.
You weren't planning the Hungary.
Yeah, I think he will feel within himself. He has a bit of unfinished business in England. I think he'll end up if things go well in that middle move. I think he'll end up back in England.
Robbie Keane does always make the point I was born in England. I
know.
Football.
No, I know that. I totally understand that. But I still think that there's a kind of he was there and he didn't really
long succeed. And
good night last night.
Really good. Really strong.
Otherwise, but like it was, I suppose the money as well and the prestige and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
The money is obviously. Yeah, you can be a sub at Everton and earn more than being the lead man.
Ideally, he smashes it in Germany and or at that bigger Dutch club and goes to a European battle in Premier League.
France. I feel like. I don't think he's going to come back to English football anytime soon. I think he likes the path that he's carved himself. That's the feeling I get off him.
He likes what he's doing.
He's 22, 23. I could see him back in England at some point, but in terms of the peak 5 years, I think he'll be like, no, I like it out here. And, you know, English football is going to turn it back on me. That could be how he thinks. I don't know. I just get the vibe off.
I could see him back in England by the time he's 28, 29. Yeah. Be my
All right. What else? Yeah. We've done the football. You want to do some more?
Well, unless you want to do your Premier League, Champions League.
Premier League
is what? The end of this season,
This season, yeah. You've already picked it technically, but...
Yeah, I did.
You can change your mind.
I went Man City at the start of the season. I went Liverpool at the start of the season. Oh, yeah. That's gone. I'll go Man City.
I think Man City as well, yeah. I think Arsenal will be thereabouts, but I just don't trust them. I don't know if Gary Neville said this exact thing before, but I can't back Arsenal until they do it. When they do it once, I'll be like, okay, I don't think I can do it now. And I think I would come on to Champions League.
You'd rather be too late than too early.
Yeah, on this occasion, yeah.
Because I don't predict it. Look, they're all the obvious answers, right? But the correct answer is Villa.
Yeah, I'll go. No, why not?
Do you have the courage to win the league?
No, it's not that. They're nowhere near good enough. The regression to the mean stuff is terrifying.
That's what, was that Lars earlier this month saying that to us as well?
I've watched them and they're not that good.
They're not that great. What's going on here?
They're not that good. They're quite Man United-esque in that they will play to your level. And then if they have a 15-minute purple patch where the long-range shots go in, they win the game.
What's their mean? Europa League places?
I think this season is actually going to be good enough to finish in the top five.
Yeah.
Their points won... There was a weird table up since... Amorim's table from 2 weeks ago. Points won. Of the 17 teams who have survived, who have been consistent since Amorim arrived, Spurs were 15th.
Yeah.
Man United were 14th. I think Villa were fourth or fifth. So notwithstanding they had this terrible period at the start of the season where they didn't score a goal for four games, and the first goal they scored was the Sunderland keeper threw it in.
Yeah.
They still have been relatively consistent. So if they were to get a striker, I would actually be very happy if Evan Ferguson signed for Villa. I think he'd be very good in that system.
Would you take Parrott over Ferguson for Villa?
I'd need to see a bit more of Parrott week to week to see how he'd fit into it. Like, I think it'd be brilliant for him, and he should bite the hand off to work with Emery, who
always gets the best of it.
His coaching, if they could just teach Ollie Watkins to
that's a Watkins thing as opposed to
a Watkins thing. Yeah. And they've got no depth there. That's why everybody else plays as a false nine.
Yeah,
I actually think Morgan Rogers might be Villa's best striker.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
who do you think?
City. I backed you did that from the start of the season. No, I didn't think it'd be going this way. I thought it'd be a bit more
solid.
Back to usual. But that's just the Raheem Haaland scoring.
Yeah. So none of us think Arsenal. That's the thing with Arsenal. Like, they're a very good half season team.
I wouldn't be like. I mean, it's just to kind of throw us them. I wouldn't be surprised if they won the league. Obviously, but I just think they're flaky.
My reservation about him is I just need to see him lift the trophy. I just need to see him above the arms,
saying.
You know.
That's
yeah,
what saying, yeah.
That's it. But for months now, I was like, he's very, very good up to a point.
Yeah,
He won the FA Cup in 2020.
It wasn't his team though, either.
Yeah. What else?
Champions League. I don't know about this. I've no feel for it. And last year was so bizarre that you would never have picked PSG.
Oh, to win
now, I think. How would you look beyond PSG?
Yeah,
I just
at this current moment in time, like, I know Arsenal have just beaten Bayern Munich, but Bayern Munich are probably your form European team.
Very good, yeah.
In England,
do you want the odds? Very quickly,
go for it, Jim.
Arsenal 7-2.
Wow.
So we're not getting a lot of value there.
No.
Bayern Munich 9-2. Manchester City 6-1. PSG 7-1. Barcelona 9-1. Real 9-1. Liverpool 10. Chelsea 16. Inter Milan 25. Atletico 28. And after that, you're 40s and 50s.
I throw on a 9-1 Barcelona.
I think a little bit of concern is it osteitis pubis that Lamine Yamal has.
Yamal, that's really weird.
Yeah. And you're like, that's like a year of rest.
No, it's bad, but But
they're just managing his minutes, I suppose.
You could get by with like Almo and Rafinha and Rashford. And
I just think their style of football is too kamikaze to be winning the Champions League. Like they're wild. Defensively, the high line stuff is crazy, and that's what caught them out against Inter.
They have self belief, and manager has won it already 5.5 years ago with Bayern.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
the COVID one.
I'd argue that was slightly more like the, as you're saying, with the Arteta thing. I know he did it,
but did he really?
It was a team that had done it.
Yeah. With the Bayern team?
Yeah. Like a lot of, so many.
When
like
did they
you,
do it?
You Neuer, you, all those boys had already
won. Back in 2013?
Like, so all those boys.
7 years earlier, though. Yeah, I'll throw in Barca, will do it. They've been into a final since they won it in 15, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Barca's an interesting shout.
Where's the final?
Oh.
Budapest.
Oh, wow.
Pest. Oh, yeah. Budapest.
We can go back there. Fond memories.
All right, what else?
I am going to say who are going to win that Champions League? Real Madrid.
Safe enough better for a year, to be fair. No matter what version there is.
They're awful. Is Alonso going to be their manager?
I mean, he could be gone by the time you're listening.
He could be gone already.
We recorded this yesterday.
Manager who?
Zidane could lift that trophy then.
That would have been a better answer for the Liverpool manager.
No, I think Zidane's going to take the franchise after the World Cup.
Yeah, totally. But I
could do both.
That's what I was saying. I don't think it's that ridiculous. I was making that point to Graham last week. It was like,
maybe.
It's easier comes in, wins this, goes bounce.
Yeah, back to France.
Maybe.
Happy days. All right.
All Ireland hurling champions.
Oh, Cork.
Kilkenny.
Whoa.
They were not.
I think Limerick, to be honest with you, I think
Caroline Curd is enough to get you back.
No, I don't know. I just think, it's not a wind up. I think Cork have had their chance. I just do. I just don't think that's, I don't think Pat Ryan was the problem. I think they'll be worse off without him. And I think Tip. It's fine. It was a great story last year, but like, how far are you going back? Because they've done it 2 in a row.
Not for them. Indication of future performance.
Not for them. Beyond that, I don't know. Like, it'd probably be a good year, though. I think it'd be a good championship because I think Micheál Donoghue will probably get Galway. They'll be fractionally better.
Claire, my answer.
Oh, wow.
I
could see it. Yeah, always see it with Claire.
The moment of greatness has flickered.
Are Kerry retaining?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Probably. I think Tyrone will have a better run. I could see them. In the
second best team in the country.
I'd love that. I'd love an Ulster team to come and upset it again.
I fancy it
to win.
I'd love it. I'd love it.
Will we see a brand new Dublin?
I think they will narrowly win Leinster.
Ooh.
Only narrowly?
I think narrowly, yeah. I think Meath are as good as Dublin are right now. Player-wise. I mean, I don't know what Joe Brandon's going to do or have done. But I don't think Loud will be there. I'd love Westmeath to be there.
They're recruiting in the League of Ireland for goalkeepers, is the rumour.
Who is this?
The Dubs.
Oh
wow,
very good.
It's weird.
All right.
So everyone's kind of Kerry, unless otherwise.
Yeah.
Grand.
What else? That it? Oh, we have the Irish.
If you're rugby, pal. If you're rugby, Six Nations, Champions Cup.
Six Nations.
The order of the Six Nations is France, England, Ireland, Scotland, Italy, Wales.
Yeah.
I'd swap the top two. I think England will win.
The last game of the season is actually in Paris. It's the only reason why I'm home advantage, but they'll be playing for the tournament.
I don't think that'll bother England as much.
I think they've won there.
Are England the team Ireland wish they could be?
What a question.
Now?
In general, the outlook. Is everything in Ireland, you know, the way, because it's kind of the fear.
Ireland beat England handily there this year.
Yeah, but I mean the aura. I mean the fact that England will come along and think nothing of getting to a World Cup semi-final, final.
Maybe in World Cup. Yeah, World Cup terms, maybe.
They had to go through all the stuff that we went through. They just had a better collection of players at a time when that mattered more.
Do you think England are mortified that they're worse than Ireland the last few years?
Yeah, they definitely were. They have got their, they have industrialised the process of getting stuff.
Yeah. Champions Cup, I'll go Leinster.
I think one of the French teams will win it. Maybe Toulouse, maybe.
Yeah, I think Leinster as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I think they'll get it done.
Reverse jinx it.
No, I think they'll get it done.
You should
desperately
do it.
Trying to reverse jinx it.
Their time is now.
But we'll make a promise. If Leinster win the Champions Cup, Cork will win the hurling, right? That's my promise to you.
If they don't, what happens?
Yeah, you get up, you dust yourself down, and you go again.
you don't change anything fundamentally.
But it depends on if they don't get out of the group or if they get beaten in the last 16.
I mean, they could opt not to play their first three games and they'll still get out of the group.
Okay, so tell me the circumstances under which you want to sack the head coach.
I'm not saying sack. I'm just saying if they lose another tight semi-final against the great Toulon or wherever, and it's like it's like a Toulouse, whichever one of them is flying at the minute. And it's like, oh, geez, that was a great game of Union, it's admirable. There's no shame in it. It's one of the best teams in the world against one of the best teams in the world, and they come out narrowly on top. Is it enough, or do you need to change anything significant?
Under those circumstances, I think, as Quinny predicted, Joe Schmidt will be involved with Leinster this time next year.
Oof,
that's good. Okay. That's a good
yesterday's man. Did rugby not pass him by when he was at Ireland manager? Did the game not leave him? Why would you bring him back?
Whoa.
No, I'm asking seriously, but nobody was lamenting when he left Ireland.
And it had broken. That had broken. However, I don't know if you remember all the credit he got for the one try that New Zealand scored from the line out against Ireland. Remember that?
Yeah, I know. But like, realistically, would Ireland be going back to Joe Schmidt? Leinster. Would that be progression?
I think he's precipitated himself, is he? The performance on the second test for the Lions was against the Lions was pretty good. And then he beat Razzie Rasmus of South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fairly hammered by them as well though.
He did.
Ireland don't have much issue beating South Africa. It's beating South Africa when it counts.
Oh, we beat them in the World Cup.
Not when it counted. I know we never played them in that
way. It didn't matter.
The teams went out. One of them won the World Cup, the other one didn't.
It's brilliant.
I'm not saying it's irrelevant.
We gave ourselves the handier draw.
Yeah. Pan out.
Who's going to win Champions Cup?
You can't guarantee it's going to pan out. You have to go the way they went. Who's going to win Champions Cup? I want Leinster to win, but I don't know if they will. It's not going to be one of the English teams. So it's really only Toulouse who got beaten by.
You don't think Pat's going to win it?
I don't think so.
Two folks in the Prem.
What about Bordeaux? They win it again?
I don't think Bordeaux are going to win it again.
No.
Okay. Irish golfers and majors, is it?
How many majors? The over under? I'm setting it at a half. Are you taking the over or the under?
Over.
I think Rory will win one.
I'll go one. He'll win either the US Open or the PGA. I'll go.
Yeah. I'll be which under. I don't think he'll win the Masters again.
I like those odds. I think he'll win one.
I think Shane will have a decent year as well, but I don't think he'll win.
Shinnecock Hills is where in June is the US Open.
Hmm. Okay. I'll go two top five finishes for Lowry.
Oh, that'd be very
impressive. I'll go for
top five.
Two top five. Yeah, in the Masters, in the Slams.
Yeah,
majors, whatever.
League of Ireland.
Yeah,
League of Ireland. It'll be Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah,
it's hard. I'd love to say.
I think Derry beat.
I'd love to say Bowes now, but I'll go Rovers again.
Bowes, man.
But I do think Bradley would eventually get a bit fed up with it. It's like, what am I going to achieve? But he's happy at the moment. Yeah. He's flying it.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a big fish, small pond thing. Increasingly.
Yeah.
But it's hard to know.
It's hard to get out of that pond, isn't it?
You're blowing up your whole life. Like, if you go, you're like, I'm going to risk everything. And it's like, it's not like it's glamorous.
The only thing is about
they take him back, though.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. The only thing about risking everything, he could come back if you want.
But it depends who to get in.
Yeah.
Odds are,
if Duffer goes to Rovers and he flies it.
I don't know, and I'm no disrespect to him, I think he's part of a great system.
Yeah.
Someone else could probably plug into that system.
I think he was centrally involved in designing and building.
Of course, I'm not doing him down, but he'd be his own. He'd be a victim of his own kind of success. Like,
will Damien Duff be a manager this time next year?
I was just going to say that.
Yes, absolutely.
Where?
I don't know. But he'll be working full time in a paid role as a football.
Sorry,
manager.
We missed one. Who's Ireland manager this time next year?
Yeah, that's very good.
Obviously, you all think Ireland qualify for the World Cup, so that would suggest it has to be Hamer.
I think it's going to be Hamer anyway. I think
if we don't qualify.
Yeah,
I think.
No, because
it might already have been announced.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they're
cool. Yeah, well, you're betting on them qualifying as well. So
it's
a good question. But I'm still going to stay with Hamer. But it's a good question.
It is a good question. But I think he's already.
You don't think so?
Don't patronise me. Liz.
I think he's already
on the League of Ireland.
Question.
I think he's already got.
Well, I'm not giving you the answer you want. You know,
on the League of Ireland, how many teams will qualify for group stages next season?
None.
Shamrock Rovers. I think they're probably fine, but the rest you wouldn't know.
I think the only way we get two in there is if Shamrock Rovers don't win the league.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah,
Derry win the league and Rovers come second and Derry win your Champions route? And I could see Rovers.
But it's already decided. Ruin.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right. It's so for this time next year. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, no, it won't. Yeah. Rovers, just Rovers.
I don't know about Irish clubs in Europe. I don't know what's happening.
What do you think? Three teams in the group stages next year. Progression. Yeah. We had two this year.
That was great.
Yeah, but they've vastly underperformed, haven't they?
Sure.
Or by their own ambition.
And Shell's had the had the Champions route as well.
They got to the group stages though. So that he is right.
This, the Champions route thing, without that, strip that away,
they don't have that
it's
anymore.
It's one kind of thing you've lost.
It's true. So Rovers will have the Champions route. So
they need it. You would now need Derry to go and get a win against the Santa Clara, I suppose.
Yeah, which I think,
and a couple of others, and Rovers also as well got a bye
because there was some weird Brighton thing. Or not Brighton.
Oh yeah, Palace.
Yeah, so they got a bye. So it did fall into place. I don't want to put it down on. I think if we had one team, it'd be great. Two would be exceptional. I think three would be ridiculous.
Charts,
two this year. I think the transfer window is going to be interesting. I think there's going to be.
Do you know what I'd say?
Progress,
maybe. It'd be a more interesting thing to suggest. I think they're more likely maybe Shamrock Rovers to get to the Europa League
than have two teams in the Conference League.
Two are definitely not three.
I was saying group stages of any...
Oh yeah, but what I'm saying is I think that would be more likely than getting three in Conference or whatever way you can work out. Can you have three in the Conference?
No, I'd say you'd have Rovers in Europe and then two in the Conference.
It's transformative for those clubs.
The money they get for that.
Not for the league.
Well, it improves the coefficient. It makes it more likely that another team will get there in a couple of years. So, and also the kneecap jerseys and the Evan Ferguson transfer will put balls on financial parity with Shamrock Rovers. Camogie All Ireland winners. Cork are the odds-on favourites.
I'll go with Cork double.
Yeah, they desperately need it.
Yeah, they'll definitely be back there anyway.
Desperately need it. The football, I don't know.
I think Dublin will win it again.
As you do, it seems it's gone very narrow now. That the team
Cork will probably be back there again. They'll be disappointed if they don't get the final again next year. You know,
how far did Mayo go in this tournament in the men's football?
First year.
Kobe's playing.
I'll go semi final.
Are we same?
Do you know Kobe's playing?
Yeah, he's playing, not exhibition game, but pre-season
challenge, whatever. Is the format the same for the championship this year? Or is it next year?
No.
It's changing this year.
It's not. Oh my God,
it's hard to know then. I don't think they'll get as far as the semi final. I don't think they'll make it that far. No.
Anybody else?
Be hostage to fortune.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
Anybody else going to wear the yellow jersey? We didn't even mention Ben Healy on the back of the year. What a day that was watching.
I knew there was always going to be stuff we missed out on that. There was always going to be stuff.
I know it is. That's the beauty of it when it comes along.
Yeah.
All right. Anything outrageous? You want any outrageous predictions?
Not outrageous. I think there's some big retirements coming in sport.
Yeah.
I think Katie Taylor will announce her retirement next year. And I think Novak Djokovic will too.
I think Paddy Donovan will get another world title fight by the end of next year. He's fighting in a couple of weeks' time and a bit of an eliminator over in Australia. So I think he'll get another world title fight.
It's going to be that clown show in the White House as well, isn't there?
Oh, the UFC, yeah, Jesus. Will that happen? I don't know. That'll be mad if it does happen.
Will we still have a world in at the end of Christmas 2026? Find out this time next year when we open our...
All right, we'll hold ourselves to account now throughout next year with these predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will we all be here?
We'll refer. It's a great question. It's the biggest question of all. All right.
Happy Christmas, folks. Happy New Year.
Yeah, enjoy.
Are we in that bit where you're allowed to say Happy New Year?
You can.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy then.
I like, Jesus, don't give
when
it
the year
like for enjoying coming to work.
What day do you stop saying Happy Christmas, right? I've had this debate. Some people in my life stop Stephen's morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen's
morning. I can see that. Oh, man, I kind of like saying it.
How many people?
At least, I'd say the 30th, I start saying Happy New Year. And when do you stop saying Happy New Year?
It's never early enough. That's what I was going to say.
First week back into work.
Sixth.
Yeah, you're on borrowed time.
Women's Little Christmas.
I think.
Sixth. And the 7th of January is the first proper day of the new year. All right. Nice one.
Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show. Yeah!